Ladies and gentlemen, we are now boarding Group A. Please have your boarding passes ready to scan. If your phone is cracked, old, or was chewed up by your Chihuahua travel companion, please refrain from holding up the line. Instead, go to Verizon and trade in any phone in any condition from one of their top brands for the new Samsung Galaxy S25 Plus with Galaxy AI and a watch and tab on any plan. Only on Verizon.
With new line on my plan. Service plan required for watch and tab. Additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
I'm for the 49ers Rush Podcast. And here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, faithful? It is absolutely incredible to be with. I'm too excited, Wayne. I've had too much coffee. Today was a frustrating start to the day, but I reach out to my guy and I say, Wayne, we're recording today. Are we recording? You say, hell yeah. And I say, mock draft time, which we haven't done one together. And so it's going to get crazy. I'm too excited. This is going to be fun. How are you, my friend?
I got the Eddie Murphy smile as if I just finished watching a Eddie Murphy marathon movie. You know what I'm saying? I'm just happy to be here, man, and I'm excited. It's mock draft season. We finally get to do the John and Wayne mock draft volume 1.0, whatever you, however you want to label it. We got 2 weeks, 10 days to be exact before the NFL combine, maybe nine. It's next week. I'm excited, bro. Like, I'm literally excited.
I'm pumped, man. Did you watch the SNL 50th anniversary show?
I did not get a chance to watch it because my silly, stupid, dumb self fell for the NBA All-Star game bullcrap that I watched. I don't know what the hell that was, but yeah, NBA, you need to, I understand your ratings might have been up, but y'all need to get that shit together. I need an actual basketball game.
Yeah, I'm out on those things, but that's okay. I will say Eddie Murphy, he was on the Black Jeopardy and was Tracy Morgan.
It feels so lovely to be here tonight. What a beautiful life. Give yourselves a round of applause. You're so lovely.
I love it. He does this little clap with his mic. I can see it.
Sure. Yeah. Sex with chocolate.
I love it, man. All right. So without further ado, we're just jumping in today. Today is going to be a fun show. We are going to be doing a mock draft. I'm trying to make sure I get all the settings right and move all the headers, and we're going to make it look normal and whatever else. So here we go.
Can I do a quick plug real quick before we get started? Dude, I see my man CG Ruthless is in the building. CG Ruthless is going to be doing a live show tomorrow, all right, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. He's going to have one of my mock draft crushes on his show, David Walker from Central Arkansas, the edge rusher. So if you want a chance to check him out, and get a little insight on who David Walker is, make sure you go ahead and rock out on his channel right here on YouTube, and he's going to have some fun. So, like, that's going to be a good interview. He's a great kid. And he's going to be in my mock draft for sure. I can guarantee you I'm picking him. I don't care what anybody says.
Shout out to CG, man. Good friend. We got to hang out and tailgate together at one of the games last year. We had a good time. This dude's a hustler, man. So shout out to CG Ruthless. Go check out his show. He is awesome. So we're doing this mock draft, and here's the details. Wayne Breezy is Kyle Shanahan. He's the decision maker. I'm John Lynch.
That's okay? Funny. Wait a minute. I got to ask you a question. If Kyle's the decision maker, then what is John Lynch?
He's the Captain America, stops John Kyle Shanahan from saying stupid shit.
So Kyle's Iron Man. Tony Stark. Okay.
He's Iron Man plus Thanos. He is the destroyer. He is the protector. He's all of it. I am just here to offer recommendations, but you, my friend, are the decision maker, and we're just going to have a good time.
I like that.
So right here, Alan, the theme of this draft, this mock draft, is John and Wayne get weird. That's what's going to happen here. Now, I preface this. I simulated to where the top five I could control. We're over on Pro Football Focus. So here's the top five picks. And I did this like 10 times so that I could get it the way that I wanted to. Cam Ward went 1, Travis Hunter 2, Abdul Carter 3, Tet McMillan 4, Mason Graham 5. And then I paused it, and I was like, okay, this is enough. Because here's the thing. Abdul Carter and Mason Graham, they gone. They're gone. I don't think that there's any realistic opportunity the Niners can get them and unless they trade up multiple firsts and whatever else. So now we're sitting at 6. My question to you, Wayne, not saying that we should trade up to 6, is there a player – that is still on the board that you're like, we need to watch and see if they wait. One of the offensive tackles, Walter Nolan, Will Johnson. Is there anybody that you're like, man, if this player falls to 9, we should trade up 4 that's still on the board? Or no, should we just go straight to 11?
Ah, man, this is tough, right? Because the top 3 players to me in this draft are gone. All right. Mm-hmm. Travis Hunter, Abdul Carter, Mason Graham, 1A, 1B, 1C. You get any one of those players, you're transcending your team for the next 5 years. Like, they are transcending players. They're day one playmaking, start day one players, and they're all gone. Top 5 guys for sure. Obviously, there's going to be some quarterbacks that come into play. And so T-Mac is gone as well to the New England Patriots. I think that's a solid pick, even though I think the Patriots, and you guys can check out my full team mock drafts on my channel, I think the Patriots go offensive line here. As much as I want them to get us the best weapon, I think they got to protect Drake May, but T-Mac is gone. That might have been a player, but we already have addressed the wide receiver position. I do like Will Johnson. I see that Daniel Jeremiah did his latest mock draft, and he mock draft Will Johnson because he fell 11 to the San Francisco 49ers to where they didn't have to move up. I don't feel like we need to trade to move up to get anybody. I think we let see who falls at 11. If I was going to trade up to get any of these players, it would have been Travis Hunter, it would have been Abdul Carter, or it would have been Mason Graham. And so I do like the idea of Will Johnson possibly being available, but I won't trade up to go get him.
I like it. So you want me to go to 11?
Let's just hit it to resume.
Boom. We resume in Shedeur Sanders.
Let
Malachi
me know if
starts.
I talk too damn much, too, because this is my favorite time of the year, okay?
We're going to have a good time, man. This okay. We got all the fluff out of the way. We didn't do that. We're here, and we're just going to spend as much time as we can here. Obviously, not going to spend this much time on seventh-round picks, but, hey, I don't give a damn. And so let's have a good time. So here's how it went. Shedeur Sanders went 6, mm-hmm. Malachi Starks 7, mm-hmm. Will Campbell 8, Luther Burden 9, James Pierce 10. So now the 49ers are on the clock. And let's just look through kind of the big board.
Ooh, I like some of these guys, yeah, man.
There's a lot. There's a
Jadae
lot.
Jadae Barron is probably like the best overall like utility DB you can have in the draft. There's two guys I feel like can do that. Jadae Barron is one. He can play all the positions in the defensive backfield. Mike Green is there. Will Johnson fell a little bit. He's there. We can go big Kenneth Grant here if you want to get that run stuffing type of defensive tackle. Walter Nolan, you know I'm high on. I like Josh Simmons. Nobody's talking about Josh Simmons. You know, Josh Simmons didn't play much at the Ohio State. He came in his transfer year is 1 year there. He was transcending, though. He was about to tear the field up. Then he got injured in that Week 7 game against Oregon. And unfortunately, you know, things happen, but I wouldn't. He's coming off the knee injury. He's coming off the ACL. I don't know if I would risk him at 11. I could see the 49ers moving back. You know what I mean? Like, I could see the 49ers trading back a little bit later. Can you check? There's 28 trades available.
There's and a bunch.
Teams want to move up. I need to know what you changed your settings to get 28 trades to be available. So let me know off air.
I went pretty standard. I always go positional value, and I always go team need, and I go public board. And so take that for whatever you want. But, yeah, we've got – these are teams that are interested. Miami at 13, Colts at 14, Falcons 15, Cardinals 16. Now, I want to have a considerable discussion about trading back, okay? I was, you know, back and forth this morning with my guy Nick. I think we got Nick in here. What's up, Nick?
I like Houston, so get Houston on the board.
Okay.
We'll start
looking at some of the picks that they got. Houston,
I don't mind dropping back into the 20s.
Pick 25.
I don't mind dropping back depending on what we can get.
Okay.
Right? So if we get, let me see what they have. They have 25-57. So I'm not feeling that because I want to draft earlier again in the second round. So
right,
you can get rid of
like this. If you did the Houston trade, you're talking about a future first.
Yeah, yeah.
And
sure.
So here's what let's bracket this trade conversation this way, Wayne. Teams want to trade back. This draft is, again, there's not, we just said, we don't want to trade up for any of these guys. Why would some of these other teams want to trade up if we're one of the teams that's like, no, dude, don't trade up unless you can get one of these studs, but the studs are gone. So why would some of these teams want to trade up? I know there will be trades in the draft. There are every year. Who are they trading up for and why? Like, that's kind of where I get stuck is like, okay, we've got all these teams. Who are they trying to trade up for?
I could see Houston trading up to get the 40. Okay, I see where you're going. I like that. I actually like that idea. So I'm looking at Houston. What does Houston want? They want a defensive tackle. Your rankings are different because I see that go back up to the defensive tackles. I'm sorry. I want to show you who's available. And this is who I've been mocking, Kenneth Grant. I didn't know Kenneth Grant ranking went up to 14. He's still lower on my PFF ranking. So the fact that he moved up to 14, that's a spot that I see Houston. That's the guy that they want. I really feel like that's the guy that they want. So I feel like Houston might want to move up, but I just don't like the value. I mean, unless we're looking to get a future pick, I'm not loving it. Like, you know what I mean? I'm not loving what else they have to offer. But you can get more picks. Like, you know, if the Niners want more talent on your team, this would be the time to do it. I feel like that 11th pick is prime real estate for teams that want to move up. So you can get your tackle. You can get an Armand Membu. I understand he's 6'3". Ask me if I care. He's 34.5-inch arms. The kid, whether he plays tackle or guard in the NFL, he's fine. He will be just fine. So I like getting Membu a little bit later. Is there a team that you feel like, you know, you would trade down to, or a team that wants to move up? Like, you know,
I think Jackson Dart, which I don't see him as a top 12 player, but we saw last year six quarterbacks go in the top 12. And it kind of seems like Jackson Dart is the consensus number three. There are so many quarterback needy teams. So if a team falls in love with Jackson Dart, 11, that's the best case for 49ers fans. Like, a team jumps up for a quarterback and we fall down and we get a plethora of picks. I would love that. Now, who is – you look at this. Miami, no. Colts, no. Falcons, no. Cardinals, no. Bengals, no.
Steelers, maybe? They
Seahawks,
need a quarterback?
Maybe. Seahawks, Steelers. That.
I see
Rams?
What you're saying.
What about the Rams?
They might need a quarterback, the situation that's going on with them. But will the Niners trade with the Rams?
I would. We talked about that. So I went over to the trade pick, you know,
people say
calculator.
The Rams are the only team. I disagree. I think the Steelers need a quarterback. They don't
Steelers,
have a quarterback.
Yeah. Steelers, Seahawks, and Rams. Those are the only, because like, yeah, you've got Geno Smith. It's the last year of his deal. Zero guarantees.
Zero
money.
Guarantees. Yeah.
Talking about trading Matthew Stafford for the Rams. What's that going to look like? Steelers got nothing. There's rumors they're interested in Daniel Jones. Yuck. Like,
let's try the Steelers. I don't see the Niners trading.
Did you know last year, save more money was the most popular New Year's resolution in America? Clearly, a lot of us feel like our money is slipping through our fingers, but it's not your fault. The whole world is trying to spend your money. There's streaming apps, delivery fees, tips on self-checkout machines. The list goes on and on. Good thing there's Acorns. Acorns helps grow your money into more of your money. Imagine if you started saving a year ago, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, how you would feel if you started investing what you already have. Well, with Acorns, it makes it easy to start automatically saving and investing so your money has a chance to grow for you, your kids, or your retirement. You don't need to be an expert. Acorns will recommend a diversified portfolio that fits you and your money goals. You don't need to be rich either. Acorns lets you invest with spare money you've got right now. You can start with $5 or even just your personal spare change. So head to acorns.com/49ers or download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today. That's acorns.com/49ers. Paid client endorsement. Compensation provides incentive to positively promote Acorns. Tier 1 compensation provided. Investing involves risk. Acorns Advisors, LLC, and SEC registered investment advisor. View important disclosures at acorns.com/49ers. Did you know Prize Picks is the best way to get action on sports in more than 30 states, including California, Texas, Georgia, and Florida? And here's the thing, Prize Picks puts their members first, so all withdrawals are fast, safe, and secure. When my picks hit, I can get my money in or out as quick as 15 minutes. And now they offer MasterCard for quick and easy deposits into your account for this sports season. So head to prizepicks.com, use the link in the description of this podcast, or download the Prize Picks app. Use promo code 49ers. You'll get $50 instantly when you play your first $5 lineup. Now, here's my favorite thing about this is it's just so simple. You pick two players, and let's say you're into basketball. Is Steph Curry going to score over 26 and a half points? Is Jimmy Butler going to score over 20 and a half points? Over, under, you get paid if you get it right. That's where it is. So go to Prize Picks and use code 49ers to get $50 instantly when you play your first $5 lineup. Prize Picks, run your game.
Yeah, sure thing. Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
But let's see the Steelers. And what if we moved Debo to the Steelers?
We know that they would be interested in that.
Yeah, now we're being realistic here, right?
So there we go.
But they're going to have to give us all their picks. They don't have much.
Well, see, here's where I probably disagree with most. I don't think Debo's worth much outside of maybe a fourth or fifth round pick.
Like, I think Debo is worth a fourth round pick. I think he's worth
So let's do this then. Let's try to construct a trade with the Steelers. For perhaps they're moving up with a quarterback and they're going to take Debo. So let's look at the point value. Okay. So the 11 pick is worth $1,250. The Steelers pick 21, that's worth $800. Mm-hmm. They've got to come up with 450 points.
Mm-hmm.
That's
so they're giving up their first, their second. And their third. Unless you go future.
What about a first? Man, that's so much. What I think what would be more likely is that they gave up like a first, third, and a future.
That's what
third,
I said.
Future, a future, second.
Yeah, a future. Yeah.
So the Pittsburgh Steelers would give up pick 21, pick 85, yep, in their second round next year.
I like that, but you're also including Debo Samuel, so that's the swap right there.
That's a lot of picks, man.
That's a lot of picks. Dart.
For Jackson Dart?
Hey, man, look, he's going to test well at the combine, and I think that's going to start separate. He's going to probably throw some of the best passes that we've seen, and that's going to start to separate him. But there's other quarterbacks, man. Like, nobody's talking about my man Dylan from Oregon. He's the most one of the most accurate quarterbacks in the draft.
He can't see over the line.
Yeah, listen, neither could Russell Wilson, and look at how that panned out.
Didn't pan out well. It did all right with the Steelers.
I'm just talking about Russell Wilson. Got him a Super Bowl. He couldn't see over the line. You know what I mean? So, like, at the end of the day, like, it's going to come down to fit. But we don't have to trade. We don't have to trade this week. How about we X the trading? We just draft straight up.
Let's answer this two ways then. So if I'm sitting here,
feel like the Niners should go best player available in round one?
I would. If Kelvin Banks, and again, I'm biased, and again, I'm just suggesting here. I don't want you to do what I'm what I would do. I would take Kelvin Banks Jr. in this situation.
He's the best tackle in the draft, hands down.
But Walter Nolan's there. Johnson's there. Mike Green.
This is tough, right? I'd say go Mike Green here.
So, like, you're not worried about him getting kicked off a team. He's got the assault allegations. When have the Niners gone there?
I just feel like I'm not going to factor that in until it. I mean, I don't know.
This is hard.
I just feel like Mike Green is the guy. Let me see what other edge rushers are available.
Okay, so if we look at Edge, Mikal Williams is there. I'm probably higher on Mikal Williams than almost everybody else.
No, he's a big – as far as setting the edge and stopping the run, that's him. You might not get the crazy pass rush, but you're going to get the big motherfucker that ain't nobody getting by him. I like that. Shamar Stewart's there. He's a big boomer bust guy because he's either going to be –
I don't like
monstrous.
Shamar too much.
Yeah, I know you don't like Texas A&M.
But players. No, I like Nick Scorton. Like, I think he's a dark horse at 11. I like him way more.
I like
more
his
than
build,
Stewart.
But can it translate? You know what I'm saying? Can it translate on the football field on Sunday? Donovan Ezeraku is there. Like loved him. Loved him. Landon Jackson. So
I love Landon Jackson.
He's got the long arms, right? There's
this
some
is
freakish
fun,
guys,
man.
This is hard. I don't, and everybody knows I love Walter Nolan. Like, that's my pick. Like, that's my guy. But Will
so
Johnson.
So, would you just take him here? Would you be fine with the Walter?
Four spots back, like, for per ranking. I think Walter Nolan in the first round is a slam dunk, in my opinion.
So, if that's the case, why don't we just fall back with a comfortable trade?
Okay. I see where you're
going.
And just
pick up an extra third. Let's try pennies on the dollar.
I see where you're going. Who are we trading with?
Man, we've got options. What number are you comfortable with that you think?
Well,
we're not getting.
All right, so Walter Nolan is either. I feel like Cardinals are going defense. The Falcons should go edge. The Bengals are going offense. Seattle can go defense. They have a defensive minded coach. The Bucks are going defense. The Broncos may go defense, even though I feel like they should go wide receiver.
Again, Walter Nolan, where do you feel comfortable that he'll fall?
I don't think I think he'll fall. He won't fall past 19.
Okay, so we want to pick the 18. We gonna do 18?
Like, yeah, you're gonna have to because Seattle will steal him.
Okay, so if we trade with Seattle at 18, that is a 350-point discrepancy. We're gonna pick up their third rounder. So we're gonna get 18, 82, and we'll get a fourth rounder. Nope, shoot, a third rounder next year. They're still saying that's not even worth it. That's just too much on the point trade value. I want to keep this realistic. So we're going to get Seattle's 1882 and their third rounder next year. I went back and detailed every time the 11 pick was traded since 2000 draft. Never once did a team trade a second round pick in all the trades that involved the 11th overall pick since the year 2000. It was all firsts and future firsts or firsts and thirds. So we're getting 1882 and their third rounder next year. We're going to offer that. You cool with this?
Let's do it.
All right. They're accepting it. All right. So let's see kind of what happens. Oh, I'm going to pause just in case if we want to trade back up. Seahawks took Jahdae Barron. Cowboys took Mike Green. That is the most Cowboys pick ever. Makes perfect sense.
It doesn't make any sense, but okay.
Well, I think they're going to lose DeMarcus Lawrence, and they love players
that, is true.
That
That's
hurt
true.
Women
He's
and children.
Going to free
Not saying that Mike Green did that, but that is their MO. Tyler Warren, tight end
Pitts. That's a solid pick. I mean, they don't have their George Kittle over there. They do have Jonnu Smith, so that's a smart pick. Oh, they went Will Johnson.
Oh, look at that.
Oh, the Bengals.
Will Johnson goes 14 to the Colts. Ashton Jeanty.
Who said that in the chat, too? They said that the Bengals might take Nolan. Yeah,
they nailed it. Ashton Jeanty. Man,
Invader 49er.
There's no way the Falcons are actually taking Jeanty.
It doesn't make any sense. They already have Bijan.
It's an algorithm. That's okay. We're working with what we got. Kenneth Grant's gone. Walter Nolan is gone. So now the 49ers on the clock at 18. Here's best available. Josh Simmons, tackle.
Kelvin Banks. Give me Kelvin Banks Jr.
Still there. You don't even need to see anything
else?
Nah,
just give me Kelvin Banks. I got my tackle.
So we're going to draft Kelvin Banks Jr., and I love this. I'd take him at 11. I'd be happy. The problem with the PFF kind of simulator is you can't see what players are on the board while other teams are on the board. So my question to you, Wayne, is there a player or position group that we want to target to possibly trade back up? Because we have to establish that now with PFF. What are your thoughts? Is there a player like we want two? If one of these
go
two
back
tackles
to the,
we trade
go back
up,
to the interior again, defensive.
Okay, we got Derek Harmon.
I like Derek Harmon. He's definitely going to be a first round pick. I feel like Alexander Sanders you can snag in the second round. You won't have to trade up to get those guys.
Okay,
and those are the two guys I want. Period. End of discussion. I got to find a way to get those two guys.
And that's Derek Harmon and Darius Alexander, correct?
And TJ Sanders. One of those three. Yeah, okay, one of those three. I like Jahad Campbell, also the linebacker. He's the best linebacker in this draft.
You've been screaming that one, and I love it.
I'm trying to tell you, like, this, you want an off-ball guy, you got him. You want the coverage linebacker, you got him. Like, that's him. So I'm curious to see where he's going to fall in this draft, too. We don't have an extra second-round pick. So I say grab Banks, and then
we're going to watch TJ, Darius, and Harmon.
There you go.
All right, so we're drafted tackle Kelvin Banks, but remember, we got an extra third. So we're just watching to see who goes off the board so that we can pause.
Ah, the Broncos went with Josh Simmons. I knew it. Did.
Shamar Stewart, Mikhail.
Ah, Harmon went. All right.
Matthew Golden.
Stop right here.
Gone.
Pause. Okay, they went tackle. Gone. They went tackle. Okay.
So we still got two of your guys. Do we trade up now or do we wait till there's just one left? Yeah,
let's wait till there's one left. Only team that I feel like is going to take a defensive guy is the Lions. I feel like they go edge, though. Maybe the Commanders.
Zabel's gone. Admit, I keep seeing Gray Zabel go.
He's going to the Rams.
Daniel Jeremiah had him go in the top 20 of his picks.
Yeah, that's where he's going. He's going to the Rams.
Nick Scorton, Darius Alexander's gone. You called it. He said Lions going to go. So two of your three defensive tackles are gone. The Washington Commanders are on the clock at pick 29. Is it time to trade up to get your guy, Sanders, defensive tackle out of South Carolina?
No.
You want to let it roll?
Let it rock.
You're cool missing him?
Yeah.
So do we just go straight to our pick then?
Let's go straight to our pick.
All right. I'm bumping up the speed. Where we're going, you don't need Rhodes. Jalen Walker gone. Siobhan Reveal, Colson Loveston. TJ Sanders.
He
gone.
Went to the Poor Saints. Pick. That's fine. This trust me. This draft is loaded with interior guys, and it's funny how he went right before. All right, so we got.
I wanted Landon. I was hoping Landon Jackson would fall. He's my dream second round pick.
Let me see who's best player available.
Okay, Xavier Watts, safety. Princely Umanmielen.
I want Campbell. Man. I either want like Jack. Okay, nobody's talking about Jack Sawyer. Like he might just be one of the best football players. Not as far as skill, but you know how you just need those football playing guys, like guys that could just that just know the game, very smart, know how to play the position. That's Jack Sawyer.
He's a stud, man. You want to stop the run?
You want a hard nose, like program from the movie Program type of guys on the football field. That's Jack.
My language.
Yeah, that's Jack Sawyer, man. I really do like Jahad Campbell. I don't see the 49ers not drafting him. I feel like we can get a couple of edge rush. I mean, edge, we could dress the interior. We could try to move back up into round two, possibly, in the late end of the round to get him. But I say go Jahad Campbell here, man. You'll get the best linebacker in the draft. I know a lot of people like Jaylon Walker, and I get it. But no, trust me when I tell you.
Tyler Booker's still there?
He's still here. He's still available. But I feel like here you go linebacker, no Dre Greenlaw. You're going to need somebody that can kind of like come in and grab a hold of the reins early next to Fred Warner. I really do like that pick. I say go. Is Watts available? Go back up to the safety.
Xavier Watts is there.
Do the Niners address the safety this early? They would get the ball hawk. This is the ball hawk. This is the kid. This is the kid that's the ball hawk. Again, I don't think so either. I like Princely, but he didn't really stand out at the Senior Bowl to me. Kind of fell down on my draft board. Give me Campbell.
We're going Jahad Campbell. And, man, why not? I do think that he is the best off-ball linebacker in the draft. He adds, obviously, some pass rush ability, 7 sacks to the SEC last year. Now, my question to you, Wayne, is there anybody before we make this pick that we're going to watch again that we would be willing to trade up for back into the second? Because currently we have 3 third-round picks.
Can or you do check we just... the interior defense again?
Yes. Yeah, for sure.
Because I like Norman Lott, Omar Norman Lott. He's in my top 5.
What about Alfred Collins? Are you
Alfred
Collins,
guy? Big nose tackle, defensive tackle. You can't run on him. Like him as well. He's in my top 10.
You
keep
like
going.
Norman,
Yeah, he's a passer. Yeah, I like Jordan Phillips. Aeneas Peebles, you guys know I like him.
This defensive tackle class is unbelievable.
Jamari Caldwell, J.J. Peegs, nobody's talking about him from Mississippi. Keep going. There's probably a couple of guys.
I like
C.J. West is the guy that if I can't get any of those guys at the top, C.J. West is the motor guy that we need a little bit later in the draft. So I feel like there's depth here, man. I feel like I don't have to trade back up to get a guy. Go to edge rushers for me, and then go to corners. I'm sorry.
No, this is perfect, man. We learned it today. Edge rushers, Princely Umanmielen, Jack Sawyer, JT, Jared Ivey, Kyle Kinard, Jordan Burch.
Elijah Roberts and Josiah Stewart. Nobody's talking about these guys. Man, these are edge rushers. These are speedy edge rushers. I may trade back up into the second round to get one of those guys. Corners.
Yes, sir.
Darian Porter. Oh, my God. Azariah Thomas. Come on, man. Kobe Bryant is probably there. This guy's making one-handed interceptions.
I like his teammate better. I'm a big Melo Dotson.
You like Melo? Okay, that's cool. Noel Williams, dog. Jacob Parrish is the best tackling DB in this draft. Like, you're not
K-State
getting by him.
K-State, man.
You're not getting by him.
He's the most K-State player ever.
There's some dogs, man. There's some dogs.
It's a good draft.
People are not – when I think of what Jahad Campbell does, though, is his ability to cover on the weak side, right? And so you could put him day one into coverage. He has speed. He has the football IQ. He understands that, but he can also play on ball. Like, he can be the Mike linebacker. He can be what you need him to be. He's coming from a program in Alabama. I understand that they're going down. I know people have PTSD of drafting linebackers from Alabama. I get that. We got to get over that stuff, though. Everybody's not the same. Everybody's different.
Yeah, that coaching staff is different.
It's totally different.
You know what I mean? His leadership, and that's like the thing that sets Jahad Campbell about. Like, he was the guy. Yeah. He was the guy that made all of Alabama work. Defensively.
Give me Campbell here, and we can kind of pause at some point, cool. I guess.
So, again, just updating everybody where we're at. We traded back in the first, got a third this year and a third next year. Still got Kelvin Banks Jr. We picked up Jahad Campbell. You know, didn't go in the trenches, but he is an edge rusher. He's not a trench player, but he is. Mm-hmm. You could blitz him, kind of like what teams are going to do with Jalen Walker.
Yes.
He'd be the number two guy, but, man, you want to blitz him off the edge, you could do that. Very, very fun piece.
I'd like to give a big round applause to my man,
I see it.
Sexual Chocolate.
We got joined in late, Sexual Chocolate. Oh, man, that's awesome. That's so great. It is amazing. All right, Shamar Turner, JT, Jack Sawyer, Xavier Watts, Princely Umanmielen.
So check this out. Hold on. Can you pause real quick? The stupid-ass Cowboys doubled up on the defensive edge. Like, did you see that?
Yeah.
They went Princely, and then in the first round, didn't they get Mike Green?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Both have some issues off the field as well, so stay it on brand. Alfred Collins gone, Tyler Booker gone, Jared Ivey gone, Restrepo gone, Porter gone, Scadaboo, Carson Swessinger gone. I like Carson Swessinger. If he falls to the third, I think he'd be a fit for the Niners.
Yeah, great fit at the linebacking spot.
Farmer, Ursary, Kinard, Jaden Higgins, Jordan Burch. I like Jordan Burch, too. Donovan Jackson, we're at the end of the second round now. Norman Lott gone, Cameron Williams.
I think
we
stick with our third round picks here, man, and we just rock out.
Ooh, Let's do it. All right, here we go. Jalen Royals gone. I like Jalen Royals. So let's look at what we got. And, like, first, let's approach our need, because the Niners use third rounds on needs a lot of times. We've got a tackle. We've got a lineman. We have no D lineman.
Yeah.
We have no D lineman.
This is where we're going. Let's look at and see who's best available edge, best available interior.
D'Juan Walker.
So they asked me about D'Juan Walker. I like him because he's a monster, right? Like, he's a big 6'7" giant, 300-plus-pound giant, right? I think the issue that I have with him is his ability. He plays too high. He's fine being blocked.
He's bull rush only.
Right. And so, like, that's my issue with him. He's going to go to a team, but he's going to go to a team that pretty much has a defensive line, and he'll be like a nice rotational piece at first, and until he gets a little bit better, in that part of his game. But he's got to play with lower pad level. Even in my interview with him, he said he got to get his pad level down. Like,
yeah, I like Anise Peebles. I think he's the second best pass rushing defensive tackle. I think it goes Omar Norman Lott, then it goes Peebles. He had a 91 pass rush win rate. 90, like, this dude.
I feel like, I mean, we'll be reaching to go grab him right now, but, I mean, again, this is need, and I don't really care about a draft grade. I do want to see what edge rushers are there. So, right now, I like Peebles, I like Caldwell, and I like C.J. West, but But I feel like we can go get that speed to power ratio in Josiah Stewart, man. If you want the combo guy, like, has moves, hand movement, speed, bend, power, like, there's two, I mean, there's two, I'm drafting two edge rushers in this draft, like, if I can. Like, I'm drafting David Walker if I could get him. But right now, Josiah Stewart is there, and he won a lot of his one-on-one matchups at the Senior Bowl. I thought he really balled out. He played on a top defense at Michigan, and I think he can really stand out and add a different element to the 49ers pass rush. I wouldn't mind going Josiah Stewart right here.
Yeah, he's kind of that speed guy off the edge, but man, you look at his wingspan, it's
ridiculous.
This
right?
dude's just a weird built human being. He's not tall, he's 6 foot, but man, the length is there, the edge is there. He sets the edge consistently, amazing energy. One of your Michigan guys, I don't mind this pick at all.
Big Papa asked me, was I being biased? Actually, no. I'm not being biased. I got a chance to watch him not on TV and in living color. I mean, and you know, I could post the video clips. Like, the kid is a freak. He has the bend. He has the hands, right? And so, like, if he's not beating you with speed with his move on the outside, or he's not bull rushing you, he has a move where he's getting you underneath him and he's getting right by you to get to the quarterback. And I really like him. Can he set the edge? Absolutely. He came from Michigan. Michigan still had a top defense, regardless of how they ranked. You know, as far as the overall team, the offense was boo-boo. They didn't have a quarterback. Defense stayed on the field a lot. So, no, I'm not being biased.
No, he's a baller. His game against Texas, which we drafted the guy that gave him a bad game. I felt like the Texas game was the worst I've seen him. But you watch him, 9 sacks. He's got the production. He's good against the run. He's a positive player.
Drake Jackson. He's not Drake Jackson.
Not so even built the same way. He's more even, of a Nick Bonito type guy who you were high on.
Who I wanted 2 years ago. Yeah.
Yeah. He's that Elvis Dumervil, Nick Bonito, small leverage bend guy with length. I have no problem with this pick at all. So Josiah Stewart, edge. We get our first D lineman. And now we've got 3 third-round picks. This is this next pick, 82. This is what we got for falling back. And again, in an ideal world, we trade back. So now we're on the clock at 82. This is a bonus pick.
I feel like you can go best player available at, you know, for what you need. I didn't like Gunnar Helm. Does it stand out to me? No, it's not sexy. I prefer Ferguson out of Oregon if I'm going to go. Elijah Aurora is there. This could be a sexy pick. Now, that's a sexy pick. You know what I'm saying? Like that's a sexy pick. And I just want to talk a little bit about him, you know, while you continue to scroll. You don't have to stay around him, but I just want to say that as far as route running and getting open, that's what he does. Is he your blocking tight end? Can he block? Yes. Is he your blocking tight end? Absolutely not. And so I wouldn't mind if the Niners got a complimentary piece. Not the same, but a complimentary tight end to what George Kittle does. They have exclusive right free agent tight ends that they're going to be signing, and Jake Tonges and Mason Plyne. You know what I'm saying? Those will kind of be more of what I feel like that you can get for blocking purposes, but I feel like they can use a weapon, more of a Jordan Reed-esque type of a player. Harold Fannin Jr. is there as well as the tight ends, but Elijah Aurora is the guy that I know can win one-on-one matchups, can get skinny down the seams, and can catch. And gives you a little attitude in about it. You know what I mean? I like him. I'm not sure if we want to sit there and go. I like Trey Harris, the wide receiver out of Mississippi. I understand he didn't play much last year. He had a slight little injury, but the kid he plays big. And if you want a Randy Moss type of receiver that can go up and just moss you, that's him. So there's some good picks here, and I think that's where they go. I like Makuba. That's my safety, okay? You want my safety? It's him. It's Xavier Watts, Andrew Makuba, Nick Emanwiri out of South Carolina. They're my top three. And then after that, you got to really know exactly what you're looking for in a safety. I see Jonas Sankers up there. Feel like Peebles. We need to get Peebles.
I love these guys.
I want to double up and get David Walker. Awesome. I think David Walker's stock is going to rise after the combine.
See, I get to the third round, and there's 12 guys I like. I like the third round almost as much as I like the first round.
Yeah,
Like, this is the sweet spot of the draft. Like, there's always like, okay, second round, middle set. No, third round this year. And again, people are like, well, those people aren't going to be there. Yeah, you're probably right. But 81 players are off the board. And yeah, is this going to mimic the actual draft itself? No. However, there is just so many quality players that are here at this moment. So, Wayne, I'm going to give you a bunch of names, and you're going to – Wayne's in charge, obviously. So here are the names that I wouldn't mind going. I'm going to give you a bunch of names. Aeneas Peebles, all right. We're talking Andrew Mukuba. We're talking D1 Walker. Harold Fannin Jr., who is might be my tight end too, by the way. Trey
He's
Harris.
He's my tight end too. Yeah.
Azarea Thomas. And yeah, you got Elijah Arroyo. Yeah, those are the guys. So I've got to play real quick. If you're betting anything and you want to know what's going to happen, you want to get paid for that, here's where you bet it. But when we get back from this, Wayne's going to make his pick. We got 2 third-rounders left. The NFL season may be done, but betting with MyBookie, which has been going on for 10 years now, is still in full swing. You want to bet the NFL draft? You think you know who's going to go first overall? Is it going to be Abdul Carter, the star pass rusher? Or is it going to be a quarterback, Cameron Ward, Shedeur Sanders? Head over there, and you can make that prediction now. Those bets are already up. Your big basketball guy, who's going to make the playoffs after the trade deadline? A lot of big trades took place. Head over there. Who's going to make the playoffs? You can bet individual games, parlay, whatever it is you want to do. Head to mybookie.ag. Use promo code 49ers or scan this QR code to my right. And you will get 50% deposit bonus on your very first deposit. And they have everything, whether you want to do casino bets, live casinos, lotto, racing, you name it. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie. All right, Wayne, in the course of that time, I'm like, dude, why don't we take one player here and trade up? Why don't we get two of these? Like, this is our sweet spot. Let's spend.
Let's trade up. So I already know who I want,
what,
though.
What two do you want? You tell me your number one.
I want Mukuba. Oh. I want Azarea Thomas.
Dude, that's two. And now you're secondary.
But I also want Trey Harris. I need Trey Harris on this team. We need a big playmaking wide receiver that doesn't go down after first contact and can win 50-50 balls. And
I mean, we could be super aggressive. I don't think the Niners do that.
No.
Like, how realistic
not in the third
do we
round.
Want this to
no,
be?
I want versus... it to be realistic because I'm tired of people saying that we're not realistic, you know. But these are mock drafts, guys. These aren't.
Yeah. Let's have some fun. We're here to enjoy ourselves. So we're going to Andrew Mukuba.
I feel like this is a reach to get Mukuba, but he's my number one.
I think Mukuba goes second, third round. I think this is kind of like, the back end.
Yeah, like if you want the safety that can do it all, it's him. And he does it all like at an A-plus level. Not
he's
just
so mean.
Jack of all trades, right? Like
he is so mean.
Yeah. Like, just he's a John setter. Lynch guy, in my opinion. Like
all right, we're going.
And I love Malik Mustafa. I do. But this is an addition to what we're doing at the safety position.
Correct. Yeah. Correct. All right, so we took Mukuba. All right, I'm going to pause real quick. Lathan Ransom went. I should have slowed down the speed.
But see how, the Bucks took the safety after we took the safety? I'm smart. I'm smarter than the average bear.
I agree with that. So, do we want to trade back up for Azarea Thomas? Is that what we want to do?
Okay, what's the
need? I want one of the damn tight ends. Harold Fannin Jr.
And I want Elijah Arroyo. Now,
yeah, I have Harold Fannin Jr. as my tight end, too.
But I saw what they both did at the Senior Bowl.
like, that's fair.
Fannin Jr. struggled in his route running. Elijah Arroyo didn't struggle in his route running. And I think that Fannin Jr. will test out through. I'm hoping he tests and runs well. If he runs well, he's tight end number two. Right. If he runs well at the combine, he's going to be tight end too. I understand most productive tight end in college football in 2024.
His run blocking.
It's there. It's through the roof. It's 80 something. Right. I get it. It's through the roof. He's the best run blocking tight end here, but he's also short and he's also like small in stature. So like, is he a big ass wide receiver? Is he a small-ass tight end? Is he an H-back? What is he going to be? So I like the guy. I love him. I'm not going to – we can matter of fact, we can flip. You want to go tight end here? Let's go tight end here, and let's flip the coin.
We don't have a defensive tackle.
But it's deep. The defensive tackle position is deep. We can get a nice fourth-round pick at defensive tackle. So let's flip the script.
Okay.
Let's go. Let's put Harold Fannin Jr. And Elijah Arroyo.
Okay. So
that's
like
the pick.
Okay. All right. So we're gonna trade up here for a tight end, and I'm excited about this.
Do we have to, or will they be available? When do we pick again?
We don't 99? Pick for a minute, bro.
We pick 99.
Yeah, so that's 17.
So let's go through. Oh, they don't show you the teams.
Oh, we can wait. Yeah, let's wait till one of them goes off the board.
I'm going
to slow it down, and then we'll trade up if we got to. All right. So Milroe.
Okay. Now we got to trade up. Because after this, the next tight end is either Terrence Ferguson or Spencer Halls. So you're going to either get the pass catching tight end in Ferguson, who can block occasionally, he's not a bad blocker, or you're going to get the best blocking tight end under Harold Fannin Jr. and Spencer Halls, but you might not get the pass catching that you want. You know what I mean?
So to trade up from 99 to pick 87, that is a difference of about 50 trade points, which if we do 138, that's only about 40, but it seems like there's a 73% chance they're going to do. I'm going to throw in a 7th to make it more realistic. So we're giving up 99, 138, and 255 to jump up 12 spots.
Mm-hmm.
We're still not offering the full point value on the trade chart, but I feel like that's more realistic. 84% chance to be picked. We're going to offer the trade.
Trade. God, they declined it.
Oh, you sons of bees. So we got to resume it.
Think. Will Green Bay's not going tight in here.
They got two of them. So
right.
We're going to offer the next one. We're going to be... Let's see. They went Azaria Thomas. So Jacksonville's on the clock now. So I'm going to offer the same thing. 99, 137.
Because I can see Harold Fannin Jr. going to the Texans, and then they have their 12 personnel, right?
Right.
Dalton Schultz, Harold Fannin Jr. This is a good trade.
So we're offering 99, 137, 255.
I think you can take the 255 off, but you're
probably
already... Oh, you clicked the wrong button.
I clicked the wrong button, and he didn't even go.
Thank you goodness. All right.
All right.
I feel like because you can wait now. Now you can wait. You can wait.
Because the
Ravens don't need – they got their Harold Fannin Jr. They got their other tight end. I can't think of his name off the top of my head. The Jets, they got two tight ends.
No way Harold's here. But you want
– you got to – Saints. You got to get him at the Jets because I feel like this is where the Saints go.
All right. Let's see here. Anthony Belton gone. Jets. Let him – one more?
No, because the Saints are going to draft him.
Okay, so we're going to trade up right here at pick 92. Now, pick 92,
it's not
that
cost
is
us
only,
much.
Yeah, it's 28-point difference. Man, we probably don't even have to offer.
No, you got to give up. You got to give up that third. You got
to
swap.
They don't want to trade. They don't want to trade. The Jets don't want to trade.
But what if you go 99?
Oh, I clicked the wrong one. I'm an idiot. Yeah. Okay, 99 and 186. So we're giving up.
Well, I say don't give up 186. Don't give up the sixth round. Give up one of those seventh rounders. Give up 227.
Yeah, 20% chance.
It won't work. Okay.
So statistically, we're still offering less than the trade should be. So we got a 77%. I'm going to hit the right button this time. All right, accepted.
Ooh, Amen Warrior is there. We already drafted our safety, though. Damn. Jason Taylor. Ooh, Tez Johnson. Devin Neal. Oh, Trey Harris is still available. Get the tight end.
I'm getting the tight end. Harold Fannin Jr. is my tight end, too. I have him ahead of Tyler Warren. I know I'm a crazy person. I know
Who's your tight end one?
Oh, your boy. Your Michigan boy. I think he's the best wide receiver. Dude, I can't stand Tyler Warren blocking. He's not a good blocker.
You really don't think so? I thought overall he's probably a decent blocker.
I don't like it. He has one of the lowest block grades, and the tape confirms.
Okay.
I get that he is a freak with the ball in his hands, but I would take the better route runner, and I'll take a better blocker all day, every day. Yeah. That's kind of my hot take, and that's okay. I know everybody loves Tyler Warren, and I like him, but –
Oh, Loveland is awesome. I just don't have him as tight end one. He's either tight end two or tight end three, in my opinion.
All right, so I'm excited about our draft.
We're on the
right
clock
now,
man. Let's just let it rock, man. I'm done with trading. I'm traded out.
Greed. We got to get defensive tackles, man.
All right, it's time. It's in the ESP. It's the Peoples. Give me Peoples. Give me my boy Peoples. The Peoples go. Give me CJ West. Give me CJ West. I don't care if this is a reach. I don't care. You want a freaking dog. Dog up there. Don't believe me. Go check out my man Justin M's article from Draft Network. Read about it, man. This kid is a problem. Energy through the roof. Motor through the roof. Love it. Ooh, Breshard Smith, running back, is available. We got 3 fourth-round picks. No fifth-round picks. I need them to figure that out.
So here's the thing that we have not addressed, okay? We got Kelvin Bates Jr., Jihad Campbell, Josiah Stewart, edge, Makuba safety, Harold Fannin tight end, defense attack. We have no interior offensive lineman. We have no wide receiver. We have no corner. And we still need another defensive tackle at some point.
Well, this is we're only in the fourth round. All right. We're only in the fourth round. So we have two fourth round picks left. We can go corner here. We can go receiver. I like Pat Bryant. I like Pat Bryant. Love Pat Bryant. Let me see what other receivers are available. Kobe Hudson's another guy I like.
I took Kobe Hudson in the one I did with what's it called? Kobe Hudson guy.
Nick Williams, Nash is there from San Jose State. You got Ricky White is available. There's some guys. Jimmy Horn, is that the one that had a great East-West Shrine Bowl game
from Colorado? That's the same son.
Yeah. Joe Horn's son. That's right. Pat Bryant is my guy, though.
I like Pat Bryant. I think this is kind of a perfect pairing.
Let's get it.
Pat Bryant, wide receiver, Illinois, catches everything, great routes, just kind of does everything. I think he had like a 2% drop rate.
Drop rate, yeah.
All right, now we're back on the clock.
Let's go check the interior since you said we needed to check the interior offensive line.
Oh, offensive line. My bad. Okay, let's go there.
Let's see who's available. I like Seth McLaughlin.
Same.
I love corner Kobe. Nobody's talking about corner Kobe. He can play all the guard positions. He can play a little center. Out of Iowa, think that would be a solid pick if we decided to go with a guard. Miles Frazier. Jackson Slater. Give me Slater.
Can he play center?
He did play center at the Senior Bowl. He didn't struggle.
No.
But, man, you want a tone setter on the offensive line? That's that guy right there. Guy shows up
guard early.
He shows up in belly shirts, baby. You know what I mean? Give me him. He was my second. So between Gray Zabel and Jackson Slater, those were the guys that my eyes were glued to at the Senior Bowl.
Oh, I love it. Oh, this is fun. All right. So what are we missing? What corner need have we not addressed?
We didn't address the corner. So I think we can get some late round gems in the seventh round. This is kind of where the Niners, if they don't go early, they might go late for the corner. Tommy Hill, tackling guy out of Nebraska, played good in the red zone. I don't like any of these corners they have available, honestly.
So that's it. That's all of them.
Yeah. We dropped the ball on this one.
So that's free agency. We're addressing in free agency.
That's fine.
I feel like we have to get another defensive tackle.
Yeah, let's double up, baby.
Tonka, Howard Cross, Thor. Britton,
they got
Joe
some
Evans.
Cool names, right? Thor and Tonka.
Stackhouse, Hutmacher. Anybody?
It's funny because
off
we talk about these. I want to see what Thor did at Thor. Look for Thor. Thor Griffith. Yeah. See what he did. Let's pull him up.
All right, here we go. Yeah. Let's see. First look, 6'2", 320.
Yeah, perfect height.
Consecutive good years, played a lot of football.
That's him.
There.
Let it rock.
Why was his best pass rush productivity 3 years ago? That's probably why he falls. But I need defensive tackles. I don't give a damn. We're taking Thor Griffith.
Seventh round. I
love it.
Yep, love the name too. We didn't get a running back, but we'll probably go. Oh, I like Dylan Fairchild, too, especially in the zone run game if you wanted to go interior again. I know we went Jackson Slater. That's another guy you can go if you wanted to go interior. Let's see.
We don't have a running back. We don't have another tight end.
I would like to see the running backs that are available. I like Raheem Sanders from South Carolina, too. Good zone running back. Can run power over 600 yards after contact. He has 15-plus explosive runs. I mean, he has 10, 15-yard explosive runs. Like, you know, my explosive runs are at 10 yards, right? This dude has 10 of those, but 15 plus yards. And he played for Arkansas before he transferred to South Carolina. Jaquavion Marks is there too. He had a good senior bowl camp. So it's either between, if we're going to go running back, which we can, Sanders, pull up Marks too, and Jaquindon Jackson.
5'10", 208.
Yes, perfect size. Doesn't have the elusiveness, but he's a gap guy. He's a power runner, man. Power freaking runner. I can't wait to see what his speed is going to be like. And then go for the first one, too. Jaquindon Jackson. Another guy. There's your zone.
6'2", 230.
Tall guy. Tall running back. Did we go through? How tall is Garindo? Isn't he 6'2"?
He's like 6'1". He's tall. He's tall. He's big.
Taller guy. I like Jaquindon Jackson out of Arkansas. I like Raheem Sanders out of South Carolina. Pick your choice.
I'm going. Let's do it. We're going.
The
to
fact
Arkansas.
That Eric Shun spelled Jaquavion's name correct. That's amazing. Like,
dude. Yeah. Like, yeah. That's he got it right.
We call him Woody Marks. Yeah. That's what he's called. Woody Marks. Yeah. No, that's all what right. They called him at the Senior Bowl.
So, last pick 255.
I usually go quarterback here.
Okay, let's pull up the quarterbacks that are left. Worst case camp arm, Seth Hennigan, Brady Cook, Will Rogers, Donovan Smith, KJ Jefferson.
It's between Cook and Hennigan for me. I thought Hennigan had a decent decent practices at the Senior Bowl.
6'3", 215. I want the bigger, stronger guy, whoever that is.
And Cook, I mean, he's dealing with an injury.
6'2", 215. I want Hennigan.
He's your typical. Yeah, get Hennigan.
Boom. Hennigan. We got some awards. Look at that. That's so nice of them. They're great in our draft. I'm sure we did terrible. I loved it. They would have took Shamar Turner over Jihad Campbell. Don't care what you say, computer. So here we go. Let's go back to our draft. And my thing is, I want you to assess Kyle Shanahan. What we did right, what were your favorite things we did were, and what your least favorite thing we did were.
Well, the first thing that we did right was we addressed the tackle position. And yes. I know everybody feels like the San Francisco 49ers got to go offensive line. So for those that are just tuning in, make sure you hit that like button. We did that. We traded back, too. We traded down with the Seattle Seahawks. They moved up. We traded down 7 spots and acquired more picks. And we got a third round draft pick in 2026. And with that selection, we were able to get at the value Kelvin Banks Jr. Now, I don't see him falling that deep. I feel like the Patriots are either going to draft Campbell or Banks, and I feel like they're going to go Campbell at 4. So there's a possibility that Banks does fall to 11 if he's available. Niners may stay pat and put and draft him, but you can trade back, which is what we did. Now, I know people are going to be like, why did I go linebacker in round 2? I mean, I'm just going off the limb that I feel like Greenlaw is probably 1 foot out the door, 1 foot in the door. No, he has not decided what he was going to do, but let's just say he's gone. I think you got to address the linebacking position. We did it the year Fred Warner, we drafted him in the 3rd round. Why not get a linebacker in the 2nd round? And why get the best linebacker? I mean, it's between him and Jaylon Walker, in my opinion, that are going to be the top 2 linebackers going. I can see Walker being more of an edge guy, but I really like Campbell. He can blitz. He has the speed. He can cover. So I feel like in the 2nd round, that's a pretty good pick. I think that's a solid pick right there, especially for Robert Saleh. So we address, so Forrester gets a guy, Saleh gets his linebacker, and then he gets his edge rusher and safety in the next 2 picks. Shit. This is a solid draft, man.
I'm mad about it. It's weird. It's different than almost any of the other ones I've done, but the Jihad Campbell, Josiah Stewart is where I get kind of like, man, it's different. I'm not upset about it. It's different.
You said it was going to be different from the jump. You did.
Yeah. I'm cool with that.
It's not typical, but I mean, you look at the 6'2 linebacker, 240-pound linebacker, and then you look at Josiah Stewart and his freakish long arms. The wingspan is there. You know, the bend is there. The power, the speed ratio. It's like you ever have a car with 4-wheel drive and it automatically flips on when it needs to flip on? He has that automatic flip switch in Josiah Stewart. Makuba, to me, is the best coverage safety in this draft. In my opinion.
I think this is where the draft, we did our best work is the Makuba fan in CJ West, Pat Bryant. Like this, those picks.
Yeah.
Just unreal.
You have the most productive tight end that if he's labeled a tight end, again, he can line up as a fullback. He can line, and that's what Kyle Shanahan likes, right? Like he likes those type of players, in my opinion. And so you got him. You got Harold Fannin Jr. If he can run good routes, get open, and if he has that quick step, he's going to be a problem with the 49ers. And even if he can't, you know, because we talk about our guys being able to beat man coverage, this, that, and the third, Kyle can scheme him open. Like, he'll be a scheme person
right.
to get open. So he's coming with the best play caller in football. Love it. CJ West, look, I can't talk about – if Motor is – to me, Motor is where you need to go on that defensive line. You need the guy with the motor. That's the perfect balance between pass rushing and run stuffing. That CJ West doesn't take plays off, and he has the motor. Last year, my motor guy was Brandon Fisk. How'd that pan out?
Yeah, he's pass rush specialist. I mean, that's just what he is.
Pat Bryant, you slayed it because you got a receiver that can catch, like, everything. Anything thrown into his vicinity, it's pretty much getting caught. He can has good route running, can run the route tree, and he has the footwork to get open. So I like Pat Bryant. Wasn't featured much at the Senior Bowl. Other guys were featured a little bit more, but I definitely liked him. I'm going to make y'all do y'all homework on Jackson Slater. I'll leave it
He's
at that.
Stud. He's fun, man.
I'll leave it at that. I miss having those mean linemen. Like, I feel like our line is too soft. I feel like they're too passive. Quick.
I mean, having Banks and Brindle next to each other is not that. I mean, those are two of the softest football players that exist. Not that they're not tough or whatever, or play through injuries. I'm just saying there's no attitude there. There's none. There's never a pancake. There's never, I mean, it's lots of penalties, but not good ones, not effort ones. So then we wrap it up. Thor Griffith, defensive tackle, running back, Jaquindon Jackson. Kind of fits that Jalen Hurd mold that we got out of Tennessee, but we get him in the seventh round. And Seth Hennigan, quarterback, Memphis. And I feel like every single draft I've ever done, I always walk out of it like, man, we didn't do this.
Of course.
I feel like cornerbacks, we missed. We didn't get cornerback, but we said, hey, that's something we got to address in free agency. So that's an issue. Do we have somebody that can move to center eventually? Jackson Slater, maybe.
Ah, that's why you ask, can you play center? Okay, I got you. I got you. But yeah, we could have went different ways. Could have got Jaheim from USC. Could have got Jake Majors. He's a center. Could have went different ways. But I like this. I like the draft. I like the draft. We probably won't get any of these players, but I like the draft.
Oh, we're getting them all, baby. We did not miss on one pick, Wayne. We nailed every single one of them. And so that was fun. I loved it. Hopefully everybody.
Love it.
Chill pumps. Give me chill pumps.
Soon come. 60 what? How many days? 65, 64, 66?
It's close, it's coming up, man. Yeah. Close. It's close. Wayne, what is the next show that we can check out on the Wayne Breezy Network?
Oh, man, I'll be doing a members-only show tonight. So if you're a member on my channel tonight, 10 p.m. Eastern time, there will be a show. It's going to be a Q&A show. Be there for about 30, 35, 40 minutes. And you guys can just ask me questions underneath the sun. We're just going to have some fun, chill, kick back. Also, I'm going to be doing a giveaway on that episode for those that are members. And I just wanted to show my members on my channel a little bit of extra love for their support, man. You know, so that's going to be tonight, 10 p.m. And I'll be on Bleacher Report tonight. So download that app. Be doing my 49ers Daily Talk, 9 p.m. Eastern time on Bleacher Report. So I'll probably do a nice little mock draft, 3-round mock draft there as well.
Hardest working man in the business, Wayne Breezy. I open up my phone or my computer. I see Wayne Breezy is live. It is just burned into the screen, and I freaking love it, man. You are incredible, and I just want to say thank you for your time. Everybody go support. Just type in the Wayne Breezy wherever it is you watch, listen, or social media, whatever. That's where it is. Thank you for your time. Everybody else, you are the best, and until next time, stay strong, faithful.